علي حبه جنة قسيم النار والجنة وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge. We are discussing about the charter of Islamic governance based on the sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. One of those sermons that we have started to discuss about is the sermon of Qasi'a. Of course, we have not started from the starting of the sermon because we want to more so discuss about the topic of the qualities, or rather those particular tenets that Islamic governance has to have, and what the people need to be equipped with in this form of governance, rather what they are supposed to do and what they are not supposed to do. And therefore, we have chosen specific sections where this particular topic could be addressed. And in the previous session, we said that one of the things that the Islamic communities need to take heed of and keep in mind is the issue of fearing the calamities that the previous generations had, that they should not befall on you too as a Muslim community, as a Shiite community, as a community of good people, as a community of people of truth. What are you supposed to do, O Muslim people? How are you supposed to act so that you do not receive that calamity that the previous generations had? And those calamities, as we said, are the calamities because of the maturity of the Ummah, of the Muslim community, of the communities of this age after the coming of the Prophet, are the calamities that the social, political calamities that are faced by the Muslim Ummah, like economic problems, like being controlled by oppressors and being downtrodden by arrogant powers of the world.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we also discussed this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says the actual reason why these types of calamities befall the Muslim Ummah. That means having disunity. Disunity is one of those calamities that Imam Ali alayhi salam speaks of, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran also points out towards the fact that disunity is a form of punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment is in the form of an evil leader who comes and destroys the people, who comes and controls the people, is harsh to the people, oppresses them. Sometimes the calamity comes in the form of poverty, Of course, for example, when a dictator comes and he oppresses people, and when we say that this is a calamity from God, that doesn't mean God likes that person, the oppressor. No, God, at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that if a people are performing evil, are performing things that are bad, the natural effects, the effects that are there in their souls, the effects that are going to be outside them, is that they will be weak, they will be destroyable, they'll be people who can easily be degraded by powers that are hungry of blood and wealth. So these are the things that will come if people are not careful. And then Imam Ali alayhi salam says, فَتَذَكَّرُوا فِي الْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ أَحْوَالَهُمْ وَحْذَرُوا أَن تَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَهُمْ. Therefore he says, remember in good and bad their states. Remember, keep in mind what happened to them. In different states of their society, how they were when they were good or when they were bad. Or in your own good and bad, when you are good and when you are bad as a society, when you are good as a society, or when you are bad as a society, then keep in mind those nations before you and what happened to them, so that you remember and you take heed of what you are supposed to do. وَحْذَرُوا أَن تَكُونَ أَمْثَالَهُمْ. And this will make you careful, be careful about not being like them. When you remember what happened to them, you saw that, for example, you see, for example, the people of the children of Israel, the Bani Israel, what happened to them because of their disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of the crimes that they had committed, they became degraded in the communities, they became degraded in the societies. These are because of the crimes that they committed, because of the evil deeds that were performed by them, and therefore it led them to face such problems and difficulties.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Then Imam Ali alayhi salam goes on to say, فَإِذَا تَفَكَّرْتُمْ فِي تَفَاوُتِ حَالَيْهِمْ فَأَلْزَمُوا كُلَّ أَمْرٍ لَزِمَتِ الْعِزَّةُ بِهِ شَأْنَهُمْ. So Imam Ali alayhi salam says that when you are thinking about the difference in these two states, you see that one of their states was good, they were in happiness and there were goodness there. They were, as a society, they had progress and they were living a good life. And sometimes you saw that they were living a life of, you know, degradation and lowliness and destruction and poverty. You saw these two states. Therefore, when you see these two states, then get hold firmly to those things that led them to become honorable. Get hold of those things that led them to be honorable, that led them to be great, led them to be people who were not degraded, people who remained steadfast and good and were known as good people by everyone. So get hold of them. Get hold of those tenets. You saw the communities before you. What did they do? Good things that led them to be honorable. Apply them in your lives. Apply them in your societies. Take lessons. Take lessons. Look at this whole world like a way to teach you something about how you should live, how you should grow, and what you should do as a society. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the opportunity to act in accordance to the teachings that are good, that will allow us to be a society that is good and honorable. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه